This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Review for the week of March 28th to the 1st of April, April Fools, as it were. I say that with a smile in my voice and a smile on my face, because, yep, all right, we've got that to contend with for the weekend. How many people are going to pull jokes on you like, oh, Victoria, I hear you're pregnant?
I would have the same reaction that Jada had to the alopecia comment.
Yes, well, yeah, you come up and slap me around. All right, I'm Doug Steffen. That's Victoria Keelan. Jennifer Horn is here, and so is Jay Kirshner. We all are part of the DJV program, which airs every Monday through Friday Eastern Time from 5 a.m. until 9 a.m. And we do, on the end of the week's program, review of the things that have been published by Talkers Magazine. We also publish them, too, on our website, djvshow.com. What we publish is the top 10 list, the stories that have made conversation big this week on News Talk radio stations, and people, the people who are a part of it. It's the events of the day, the people, that sort of thing. And so no secret that the war is number one again and probably will be as long as Putin is alive. So it's too bad somebody doesn't shorten it, because I'm getting tired of talking about the outrage that comes, because that's what it is. This is an outrage to the international community more than anything else, frankly, when you get right down to it. So the Ukrainians are apparently going to be able to protect themselves better. At least that's what an envoy to Japan has said. Meanwhile, the Russian troops are leaving Chernobyl. One of the things I found out that I didn't know, maybe you three did, we haven't talked about it on the DJV show this week, the fact that they have more Middle Easterners, mostly Saudis, that they're paying $7,000 to come kill the Ukrainians. Did you all know that? That there are about 70,000
mercenaries
that have come from Saudi Arabia. Brought into,
well, I saw Syria, actually, but it could be possible. Yeah, I saw that they were bringing people in from Syria and that they were trying to get mercenaries in to go in on behalf of Russia. So one of the things, one of the biggest stories that came out this week, and again, it's really hard to know what's true and what's propaganda because both countries are using propaganda as a tool. Yeah. But according to reports, military advisors are lying to Vladimir Putin about the success that the war is having. And so I guess there are a lot of people around Vladimir Putin who are afraid to say, hey, this isn't going so well for us. We're losing. We've got a lot of people that have died. We've lost a lot of tanks. And they're afraid to give him that message, which I can understand. And that he doesn't have a real idea about what's happening. Now, that seems hard for me to believe because I would think that even though he doesn't like it in his country, I would imagine Putin probably watches a lot of Western media. But that could be one element as to why this keeps going and they're just shuffling people around instead of withdrawing.
Well, I also think it's odd that the Russian troops have moved away from Chernobyl because it's like they realize that it's radioactive.
Right.
Well, not that they realized. They actually were suffering from poisoning they were digging trenches. I mean, this is what's so, you know, how many people said when they were firing missiles over towards Chernobyl and the news media was saying, oh, it's a big deal because of Chernobyl. And some people were saying, oh, it's not. The Russians aren't going to go in and break up Chernobyl. It's not about breaking up the facility. It's about all the stuff that's in the ground. And that's what these Russian soldiers found out. They're digging trenches, and then all of a sudden they've been poisoned. And now they have to get out of there because, you know, there's so much fallout that's still there. I mean, that stuff does not go away. It's in the soil. It's all around the place.
Yeah, it's forever.
Yeah.
That stuff is, as the Japanese can tell you, after what happened at Fukushima or whatever, wherever that the power plant
Fukushima.
Was there on the coast. Fukushima, that too.
Well, and that's why so many people in all the neighboring countries are so upset with Japan's plan to release that water into the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
I mean, that's just, that stuff doesn't go away. And that's also why, you know, NATO doesn't want to push Putin too far, because who wants to have another nuclear incident like that. I mean, Chernobyl was an accident, but to have something intentionally launch nuclear warfare and then the fallout from that and the, you know, and the centuries or whatever it takes for radioactivity, those isotopes, to actually, the half-life on them is insanely long. I get why no one else wants to do that, but at the same time, you know, where are we going with this?
The sanctions on Russian technology, Victoria, you're sort of our technologist here. What sort of things are we putting the kibosh on? The money department, as much as anything else, the ability for them to exchange their currency, that's a big thing, obviously, for any country to be able to do.
Yeah.
So what's being affected here?
Well, the organizations included in the newest sanctions are two Moscow-based companies that, I mean, these are bad companies that should not be allowed to operate under any circumstances, let alone, you know, with an invasion. But what these two companies do, they procure, illegally, dual-use equipment and technology for Russia's defense sector. And so Janet Yellen, the president of the Secretary of the Treasury, announced that sanctions will apply against those two companies as well as aerospace, marine, and the electronics sector of the Russian Federation economy. And so what this really does, in the tech sector and in, like, fintech, financial tech, in that world, fintech in the U.S. and in other countries are chomping at the bit with this, because this is really going to open up space for other countries to be producing, whether it's semiconductors or other things that, you know, that Russia produces. This is opening up space in the global market, for other countries to come in and produce stuff. So this is kind of good for everybody. And again, it's putting more and more of a squeeze on every sector of the Russian economy. You know, earlier when we were doing the countdown of the top five tech stories that we talked about on DJV, one of the main ones was the big crunch of Apple Pay and Google Pay and Visa and MasterCard, and essentially it's nearly impossible to use a credit card now if you're a Russian citizen. And that takes a huge toll on their economy. And so we're squeezing the heck out of them, and I think it's obviously justified, and I'm happy that we're going even farther into the deeper sectors.
One of the things that really I found appalling, I guess probably a good word is, Annie, this week, the discussion of there being some kind of truce or there being some settlement where Russia got a piece of Ukraine and then everybody walked away. I don't understand how anybody could think that Putin's going to walk away from this in any way, shape, or form.
Well, that's what they wanted, right? I don't think that's what Ukraine offered up. Ukraine has said their borders are going to stay intact.
Why could they give them anything?
Of course. Yeah. Why should they? It's never going to be enough, right? I mean, you give them Crimea, it's going to keep going.
You know, what I don't think the world, I don't know, it's easy to play armchair quarterback, and I understand nobody in the West wants to poke at Vladimir Putin. Nobody wants to help Ukraine, but what more and more we're learning is that Ukraine has an opportunity to win this. And wouldn't it be, I mean, when we're talking about outcomes, you know, Vladimir Putin's not going to ever give up. He's not going to just walk away. You either have to give him an off-ramp so that he can sell the fact that he's won, or you've got to defeat him. And Ukraine is actually now, I mean, I would have never said this a month ago because I thought they had 2 days in them. But they've proven that they are actually capable of having a decisive victory over Putin. Why? I don't understand still the...
Why there's even
they're
any
holding back. Well, just holding back, and I'm not suggesting that the U.S. military gets involved or that NATO gets involved, but the fact that we don't supply Ukraine, and it's not just up to the United States because that costs money, but don't supply more with our old equipment, whatever, just to get them more power so that they can try to end this and actually get a victory over Putin that will send him back into his hole.
Didn't they just get another shipment on, I think it was Thursday, right? The U.S. sent, I think, more ammunition arrived, and there's some kind of a missile.
They need
that
air, and
it's a drone missile. Yeah, that's what we gave them. It's a whole bunch of, I was reading about it, and I forget the name now because I'm not that well-versed with military stuff, but it was a pretty impressive missile that we've given them. And so I hope that you're right, Jen. I hope that, you know, they've shown incredible fortitude. And with the technology and with the munitions that we've given and NATO has given, I hope that
the Brits,
they're being set up for victory.
The Brits have sent in a whole bunch of stuff this past week as well to help out. So who's there We have not touched on this as much as we might, because I think it's an interesting and an important side story here, is what kind of aid is coming from the private entities, from some of the groups that are that have raised money in America and all over the world to help Ukrainian, the Ukrainian people, not with the war, but with survival.
So like humanitarian stuff?
Yeah, humanitarian aid.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. The private industry has been amazing. And, you know, I mean, I know we're all very critical here of the Red Cross for good reason. For many of, you know, a lot of the money doesn't always get to where it's supposed to be. But I think it was on Thursday, there was a caravan of Red Cross buses with Ukrainian refugees getting them out. And naturally, Russia had said, oh, this is the path forward. Go ahead. You can go through. And then naturally, they held up the buses. So it's just every single thing that Russia agrees to, they are lying. And it makes humanitarian work that much more difficult.
Well, I think there's certainly more on Ukraine. It'll be interesting to see what happens after the weekend. There are a lot of checkpoints, as you're suggesting, and then there are students there. Ukraine, pretty well educated. The people that live there have built up the opportunity to actually educate their people in a way that is, I don't know, would we say more familiar or more friendly to the West, Western history, Western culture, and one wonders what's happening to that. I've heard that many of those buildings or resources have been targeted by the Russian soldiers. So anyway, it's just, I don't know, more of the same. I don't know how much more we can add to this. It just is there and continues on, and so we continue on as well. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date with some of your thoughts on the trending stories of the week as we continue here at 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
There's no part of our bodies that put in more work than our feet. And with all that work, your feet can start to ache. But luckily, there's relief for our overworked feet. Skechers ArchFit footwear for men and women. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. They used 20 years of data and over 120,000 unweighted foot scans to create a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. See all the styles of ArchFit footwear for men and women at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
We're going through the story list. We'll be going through trending stories in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review. The people list includes at number 10, Xi Jinping from China, Ms. Brown, Ketanji Jackson Brown, number 9, Madison Cawthorn at 8, Will Smith and Chris Rock tied for number 7. I'm surprised they're not closer to the top of the list, frankly. Hunter Biden, good God, is that still floating around? Number 6.
Picking up.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas at number 5. Trump at 4. Zelensky at 3. Putin at 2.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jeff, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with the ladies and gentlemen of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with comments now on some of the items that we've been talking about this week, including things on the list. Certainly the federal probe into Hunter Biden's taxes has taken on new life, it would seem, Jay. So what are some of our listeners saying about that whole affair?
Well, Len Turnberg says the Biden crime family has not only been getting a free pass from the mainstream media on this issue, but the story has been getting actively suppressed by social media. You have to actively search for it.
You know,
I
must admit, well, but this has been on the
periphery. It's true, they shut people down.
All week down, and I mean, all week long. I don't know being shut down, but I didn't see a lot of coverage. I've heard, you know, the rumors, but I thought that's more.
No, they buried. I mean, they buried the story. The news media has buried the story about Hunter Biden. They were complicit in it. Now it's very funny. Remember in 2020, right before the election, when the story came out about the laptop and what was on it, the news media, including the New York Times, which should just be lining your bird cage at this point, not the paper of record anymore, said that this was fake and that this was Russian disinformation. Everybody was saying it was Russian disinformation in the news media. Well, now, fast forward a couple of years, and the New York Times this week said Hunter Biden's laptop, which has been authenticated as being real, this story, and they quietly slipped that into one of their pieces. Well, the Washington Post just followed suit. The Washington Post said Hunter Biden's laptop and email allegations, it looks like he was using his name to enrich himself and his family. Now the Washington Post is on board. CNN this week has been talking about it. It seems like after, I think it was 532 days, the news media actually took it as a real story after telling people that they were lying or that it was Russian disinformation. And social media did the same thing. People were removed for posting false information when it has been true this entire
time. So much
time.
Corruption in the so-called news media, it's disgusting. Frank.
Well,
there's
also
else?
A lot of the other problem, though, with this is, look, if he didn't pay his taxes, then pay his taxes or go and be a guest up at Otisville in New York where Mike the Situation was and Michael Cohen and the guy from the Fyre Festival.
It's much more serious than the taxes are the least of the problems. Literally on the floor of the Senate this week, Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa, and Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, held up canceled checks to the tune of $100,000, $1 million. They even had a $5 million wire transfer. All of this evidence that the FBI was probably very capable of getting, they got it with using their committee power to get it from the banks, showing Chinese Energy Company, which is really just a shell company for the Chinese government, sending money to Hunter Biden. He's taken money from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, and from Kazakhstan. And he's done it, and it wasn't just him. It was Joe Biden's brother as well. So Jim and Hunter doing exactly what we said they were doing, which is selling power, the name of the Biden family, when Biden was vice president.
He wasn't vice president then. It was a year after that the bank accounts were opened. That's where this is going to really come down to. If Hunter did something wrong, then so what's he supposed to do? Leave the presidency because his son did something and he wasn't even in office? That's ridiculous.
Let me just say, if
Trump should have done that too.
If this were Donald Trump Jr. and they had a $5 million check that Donald Trump Jr. took, you better believe the calls.
They have so many loans, Jim, with Russia.
Hold on a second. We're running out of time. But my overview of this is that it's so hard to find people who have real ethics and morality in government anymore. Everybody is corrupt or connected to some person who's corrupt. It's disgusting where we have gone.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has said Russia is isolated from the world, but the rest of the world doesn't necessarily see it that way. The ruble currency has already bounced back from the sanctions Biden imposed, trading at normal levels today. India, China, Brazil, Pakistan, and South Africa are continuing to keep the Kremlin in business. Beijing reiterated that its relationship with Moscow has no limits. When Florida passed parental rights in education last month to block schools from teaching sexual information to kids in kindergarten through third grade, Disney took offense and said they will fight to repeal the law. President Biden called the bill hurtful. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on the bill.
But the bill does provide substantive protections for parents, which I think is very, very important because there's a movement to say that somehow parents should just butt out of the schools. I think that that's wrong.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As mainstream media censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, information that could have changed an election now that we're seeing the details from the hard drive. The man that broke the story, Rudy Giuliani, on Newsmax last night, says he feels vindicated but not good about it.
I mean, I feel vindicated, but I don't feel very good about it. It's way too little. They're still lying completely and too late. I mean, this determined a presidential election. The people who did it should be prosecuted for conspiracy to defraud the American people. They did it on purpose, and they are leaving out the most important part of it because they're trying to make Hunter Biden the fall guy. The top of this conspiracy, the top of this racketeering enterprise, is Joe Biden. And they leave out the text of Christmas Day 2018 to his daughter, in which Hunter Biden writes to his daughter that he, for 30 years, has been giving 50% to his father and taking care of all the family obligations. Now, if he's getting money because he's selling his father's influence, he's also paying his father for getting money for selling his father's influence. And that makes it the crime of bribery.
Senators are finalizing an agreement to provide $10 billion in new coronavirus aid as they race to pass the bill before a two-week break starts in a few days. Senators negotiating the deal signaled that they were close, but were still ironing out legislative text and waiting for an analysis from the Congressional Budget Office. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we have found the new month, fourth month of the year, the weekend of the 1st of April, and our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for joining us, because it's kind of a commitment. A lot of people spend the hour or two that we have devoted to the stories and the people on the list from Talkers Magazine, which, again, you can find at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. So the let's go to number eight. I think this ought to be, if it were me making the list, I would have put this closer to the top. However, it wasn't me who made the list, so we still have lots of input, including some of the folks that listen to the program, or all of our programs, Jay, who have comments. In this case, let's talk about the slap and what people's reaction have been to it. We all have gotten reaction ad nauseum from Jada Pinkett Smith, and the reaction, and whether he laughed, and then what everybody else said, and what did Denzel tell him, and Sam Jackson, and Tyler Perry, and everybody else. It's okay, we've heard that story
Until... Yeah, there's a lot of statements coming out from other celebrities who are just giving their opinions.
Yeah. Okay, so what are our listeners? That's more important to me. What are our listeners saying about this?
Well, David Everham says a bunch of overly paid little boys. That's what he calls it. Plain and simple.
Pretty accurate.
Marty Beachley adds, violence is never appropriate. I would be mortified if my husband acted like that, even if it was a joke at my expense.
Same. Oh, my gosh. I would. Lewis would get an earful in the car ride home. If he, I mean, he would never do anything like that, but can you imagine how embarrassed? I would just be mortified, and Jada didn't look mortified. She looked like she was along for the ride, so.
She sent him the laser beam eyes to ask for it, I think.
As I said during the program this week, she does nothing for me. I've always respected his acting. I thought he was a pretty good actor, but I can't imagine he survives well from this.
Fan of Will Smith and Chris Rock both, and it was a very disappointing situation across the board.
Chris Rock was in Boston this week after the Oscars. He had a 5-night, which has turned into 6 episodic adventures at the Wilbur Theater. People were out on the street scalping tickets for $8,000. And then he really didn't talk about it.
No. He said he's not really ready. He doesn't have anything prepared yet. So.
Yeah, he's still processing the whole thing. And he wrote all of his jokes for these shows before the Oscars even happened. So he'll come out and he'll make some jokes about it eventually. He'll write it in and it'll be
That was
real.
Sort of an ad-lib, the Jada Pinkett. He had prepared that? Really?
No. His comedy show that in Boston was already written. That was already written.
All right, other comments from listeners, Jay, on this?
Ann Laird believes they should have escorted Will Smith out of the venue after this.
Amen.
And I have loved him for years, but I lost all respect that night. Chris Rock showed grace and courage when he kept on with the show like a true professional.
Amen.
Very well said, Ann.
What else you got?
And then Shelley Clemens adds, this is a lot. This is something we've been seeing online a lot. Totally staged because everyone is talking about the show that otherwise would have been forgotten. Besides, would a truly enraged and unhinged Will Smith slap Chris Rock with an open hand or a closed fist? Just saying. Those are Shelley's thoughts, and that's actually a narrative that I've been seeing other people say online that it was rehearsed. It was not.
No, it was not
After
rehearsed.
Everything that's
you
been
didn't watch
out,
it live.
No
then.
Way, this was rehearsed.
Yeah. Anybody watching it live knew it was not rehearsed at all.
When you see Chris Rock's eyes well up, you can just tell he was shook. That was that was not pre-done.
Take a minute to explain the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar take on this, because there's been a lot of, in the last 24 to 36 hours, a lot of hoopla about that, which doesn't, I don't know that the two incidents are that closely related, but it's getting a lot of attention, so what is the attention?
Yeah, Kareem put out a very well-written article. Jen found, if you want to go into it, because...
Oh, no, I just...
Thank you for sharing this. It was awesome.
No, I just happened to be browsing around social media in between shows yesterday, and I saw this piece from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and I was like, oh, my God. First of all, I had no idea, and this is... We're talking about biases. My bias is, okay, Kareem's a great athlete. He was a Laker. Everybody loves him. I had no idea that he was, I'm actually going to call him a prolific writer. He's written a lot. He's gotten a lot of awards. And I read this piece about why he says that Will Smith did a bad, bad thing. And he goes into all different elements, that he kind of disparaged women, that he played into stereotypes about the black community, that he advocated violence, that he really, I mean, he kind of just went through why this had so many ramifications.
So many layers.
And why we're all, why we're all talking about this. And, you know, he made the comment that Jada Smith is not a, you know, like a little daisy flower. I mean, she's
not a damsel
a strong,
in distress.
Yeah, she's a strong woman who can defend herself. And do we need, if women are fighting for equality, do we need Will Smith to go running in like the superhero and try to save his wife from a ridiculous joke that wasn't even all that bad? And even brought up the fact that Will Smith's kid, Jaden Smith, came out and said, that's how we do it. And he said, that's kind of evidence that we're bringing up this culture of, like, you know, you need to go in there and just be that your bad behavior is okay if you're defending somebody, or if you think you're acting in the right.
And he talked about how it brought in stereotypes about people thinking that black people are more violent and more emotionally charged, unable to control their emotions. And he said that this wasn't helpful. And then he went into why Will Smith was given 6 minutes to talk about being this great protector, and that he really, you know, was very self-aggrandizing and all of that.
Very much.
It was a really interesting piece. And what I even took from it is, yes, he made great points about Will Smith, but I just thought, you know, this is what we need more of in this country, is people are making a point, saying something, making a statement, and then articulating why they feel that way. I think right now we have so many people who are like part of like the Twitter sphere where they just say Will Smith's a jerk, or in, you know, put
it. Well, that's because there are two reasons for that, Jennifer.
And nobody explains their argument.
The system is getting crushed by all kinds of people who are teaching what to think instead of how to think. That's the whole. I think the only area where that doesn't happen is in the sciences, but elsewhere it's all about what the politically correct jargon is and the thinking, and that's really tearing us apart, I think, as well. All right, so we need to move on because we have a couple of more things we really have to spend some time on, including the economy, which is number two this week. There are a lot of retail businesses that rely on the coins to operate, and apparently there's nobody making new coins.
Well, it's a circulation issue. They said there just aren't any in circulation.
My wallet is packed with coins, so I will get back to putting them back into work. And I'm sure
so Jen is the problem. We figured it out. We solved it.
I can't even close my wallet because I have so many coins. So I promise I will get them back in circulation.
Number three is COVID. One of the things that came out this week is that if you are pregnant, you double the chances that you will have a breakthrough infection. And I wonder why that is. I know my son's wife had a shot when she was pregnant with their now 4-month-old son, and it seemed to not bother her at all. So what's the bottom line? What are people who are pregnant?
Well, they also stay very isolated in your son and daughter-in-law's case.
So if you're
a pregnant woman and maybe you don't have the luxury of being, you know, staying at home, or if you have to go and work, they're finding a lot of these breakthrough cases are happening for pregnant women. And I guess it's just there's something about pregnancy making the women more vulnerable to the virus. I don't know.
You already have this alien amoeba taking your very life force inside of you, and kind of you're already run down and exhausted from creating a human.
It's no wonder
this is happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we have the business of elections. We have that as part of number six. And I see that there's a federal judge who struck down parts of the Florida election law, saying there was discrimination against black voters. This is, again, advocacy judges. I don't even begin to understand all the hoopla. I know that there are folks on the left who will tell you that it keeps people from voting. People on the right will tell you that.
I don't know what the exact clause was, though, that the judge struck down. It wasn't the entire election law. There was some clause in it that he felt was discriminatory. So I'm not sure exactly what it was that he found, but I'm sure that, you know, someone in Florida will appeal it.
Yeah, I just on and on we go with that sort of thing. So I think that there's another piece here to the education. There's a whole focus on the economy and how many kids are having their loans forgiven. There's huge money I don't think anybody's focusing on that's being used to pay off certain student debt. And this has not been covered at all in the news media. I happen to know because my daughter and son-in-law have been told that they qualify, but nobody seems to know where the money's coming from. It was left over from the pandemic, and nobody seems to know why you're really qualified. Nobody seems to know why somebody gets their loan paid off and somebody else doesn't.
That might just be in California right now, right? Because I have friends who are looking, who still have lots of student debt in New Jersey where I am, and there's no relief coming for them. So, New York, another thing too.
Not to get into school loans and whether it should be paid off and all of that stuff, but A little ridiculous if it's coming from COVID money and being used to, well, we have extra, so we're going to do extra.
Yeah. Oh, look, we talked about that on the DJV show like last week, right? The quote-unquote excess COVID money that's building prisons in Alabama and building golf courses in some other states.
How much
crazy.
More money they want for COVID, yet there's still excess COVID money? Like, how is that?
Right.
How is that happening?
Yeah, states haven't even used it properly.
Well, there's that, and then there's the state of New Mexico offering tuition-free higher education to everybody in the state now. So the taxpayers in New Mexico are going to have to pay for it. One, New Mexico is not the place that you would have thought this sort of thing would come from, right? I mean, am I overstating that? New Mexico is not exactly a bastion of liberalism. Or is it changing?
I mean, as far as their politics, New Mexico is kind of considered one of those bluish-purple states, so purple, but kind of leans blue. I don't know. Maybe it's the size. You know, maybe it's something that they can do. It's manageable. I think that if states decide to do this, I think it's fine. California allegedly has, like, that kind of program where they offset the cost of public education at a higher level. So community college and the California State University system is supposed to be getting, you know, they get grants from the government as well to lessen the burden on students.
They used to have it. My mom and my uncle benefited back in the day of free college in California because that was a program and then it went away. But community college was free. And so both my mom and my uncle, her brother, went for 2 years to free community college and then went on to four-year schools. But that's, you know, I don't know why that was rescinded, but when they were in college age, they're Doug's age, so when they were in college age, that was covered.
I don't think after I went to a four-year and, I don't know, I went back and forth, I went to a community college and it was $11 a unit, so it wasn't like it was really burning
that's great.
Up as far as,
yeah, that's great.
I'm sure it's more now because I'm an old hag. But, you know.
Once again, what's being taught, that's the thing that really all of these public institutions, private schools as well, what's being taught is not necessarily what people need for a skill set to be successful. That's the way I read it. All right, so lots of great comments, the stories and the people as we've talked about them this week on the DJV program, and now at 47 past the hour.
Are you over 65 or turning 65? Whether you're new to Medicare or already have a plan, important changes in Medicare take place every year that most Americans miss. Get your Medicare maximized with Chapter, a free service that makes sure you have the right plan now and continued concierge service whenever you need a change. At Chapter, we instantly compare thousands of plans from the most trusted insurers to find our members the best and most affordable plans for them, the right Medicare coverage for you, including plans to cover gaps in Medicare Part A and Part B, important benefits like vision, dental, and prescription coverage that could save you thousands of dollars each year. Maximize your Medicare with Chapter, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. The service is free, so call and speak with an advisor. Let us help your next Chapter be the best one yet. Call 800-601-7555, 800-601-7555, 800-601-7555.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit with Mr. Nick Miles, who has Nick News. I really like that. It's Nick News time on the DJV program. Okay, so in California, Toyota has a new vehicle. What is Toyota going to... And Toyota now is the biggest selling, is BGM in terms of numbers, right?
Yeah, right. The big boy.
I have a friend who's... A friend who's in the car business, and he owns a dealership, Toyota dealership in Nashua, New Hampshire. It sells more Toyotas than any other dealership in New England. Guess how many new cars a month they average? Take a guess.
In New England, not many. I wouldn't have thought not many, but you're going to tell me a big number, and I'm going to be surprised.
700.
Wow, that is a lot.
That's a lot of cars.
I'm just thinking of all the poor guys have to wash and prepare them for the new customers. That's a lot of soap. That's all I can tell you. Yeah, last night in California, Toyota pulled the silks off their little Corolla GR, which is their new little sports car. What I thought was interesting, we're all familiar with the Corolla, and that's the first little Toyota that made it here to the United States. Mm-hmm. And now they're making so many of these vehicles here and bringing great jobs to the United States. They're very grateful for that. But one of the things that got me super excited about this was the amount of horsepower it has. Now, thinking about the Captains back in the day, they were lucky to get 189, 180 horsepower in them. This has 300 horsepower in it. And I was thinking, a little vehicle like that with 300 horsepower and all-wheel drive, it's a rocket ship. When they brought it out last night on stage in California, in Long Beach, they actually doing drifting on the stage, which I thought was pretty scary. But it's an amazing little car. They can put so much power in these tiny little things now.
And what do you do with it, though? What's the point? That's the,
well, the idea is that, you know, they're back in NASCAR now, and they're also getting back into the racing game. They're so good now with these small cars that they're getting back into the whole racing game with these little cars. Racing is really showing its head again in the United States. So we're getting back into F1. The big F1 is coming back, and everybody's getting this.
Yeah, but I get that. But what does the average person need or want that, you know, what are you going to do with it?
Am I your friend, Doug? Am I your friend?
Yes. Have you seen? Yes, you are. Yes.
I like cars with a lot of horsepower. I like them to go and be noisy and go fast. I don't know. It's just an embedded thing we have in America of looking cars.
Well, listen,
to do that.
I'm no slouch when it comes to driving the Range Rover that I have. When I'm on the highway with it, I'm always I exceed the speed limit. I admit to that. Oftentimes. More than I should, probably. All right, let's talk about the shortage of new cars and what that's doing to the automobile business. You'd think it would have a major negative impact, but I don't think that's the case, is it?
There's lots of interesting things that it's doing. One of the things it's doing is helping us keep our cars on the road a lot longer. And companies like Honda have announced this program where they're taking some of their older cars, even up to 10 years old, Honda and Acura, and increase, doing the whole certification thing where they're doing the certified pre-owned programs for vehicles up to 10 years old. So Honda announced this yesterday that they're taking the Honda and Acura extended certification pre-owned program for vehicles up to 10 years old. Now, I've seen this before. You know, you go past the dealer and you see them offered for 1, 2, maybe 3 years old, but I've never seen them do this in vehicles like 10 years old. And while they're looking at the fact that there are so few vehicles out there, they're now digging deep and looking at some vehicles that are really quite old out there. And saying, you know, some of these vehicles are still really, really great to own. So they're doing like a 112-point inspection and making sure they get these vehicles up to scratch. So it's not so bad owning a vehicle 10 years old now if the manufacturer's gone back in and made sure that it's at 100%. You can feel pretty good. And you and I are happy with some of the older vehicles that we are. And it's even when the manufacturer comes and said, hey, it's a good vehicle to own.
I drive, most of the driving I do is in a 2002 Ford F-250 pickup truck that has 240,000 miles on it. I drive that more than I drive anything else. I enjoy it, frankly. I don't want a new one. I like the old truck, frankly,
absolutely,
whatever there is about it. Yeah. So, and by the way, the Honda thing, very interesting. My friend who owns the auto dealerships loves the brand, loves Honda as a brand. Yeah. Okay.
They're rock solid.
Tesla has made an ambulance. Do I see that? What? No.
Yeah, well, you know, Tesla are always doing very wild and crazy things. The big question is, do you want a self-driving ambulance, which is probably where this is going? Scares a little.
I'll pass. Thanks very much. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.